In the Seder this week, Parsha Mishpatim, Pasuk Shtei, Dim Zocha, Shem Asharov, Domim Loi, Sham Yishalim, Ein Loi, Vindu Kibbing Nei Vasoi. That a Ganiv, when he steals, he has to pay back, and if he doesn't have what to pay back, Vindim Kibbing Nei Vasoi, he gets sold to an Eved Ivri, and the proceeds, the money they get, Bezdin gets for selling him, they take that money and they pay back the Nignav. It's against the Hedron, the Fayim Bezim Al, the Prati Dinim. But that's the Ikadin. Yisrael, who's a god who steals and he can't pay back, what's the case he can't pay back if he has the Gneva? He doesn't have the Gneva anymore. He ate it up. It's gone. It's lost. So, but the Gemara in Kedushin, that you chesem and alf dashins, a Ganav is only sold to pay back the carrot. He's not sold to pay back the kapel. Somebody steals $1,000, and Bezin catches him, and they eat him a maid, and Bezin passes his chayiv kapel, he has to pay back $1,000 karen, and another $1,000 kapel. If he has money, $1,000, to pay back the karen, he just doesn't have the kapel. The second $1,000, we don't sell him for neved. He owes that money. He doesn't have what to pay back. It's like every chayiv. Eventually, whenever he has money, Bezin will make him pay it back. But we don't sell him for an eved to pay back kapel. The nignav has to wait for the kapel. In fact, in Cheskin Chakasha, in Mitzvah Chof Beis, I suppose, there's a locha in Shechon Aruch HaShemesh Batzim Pei Gimel Sif Beis, the Machab Paskins, the person has two Havoyas. He borrows from somebody two separate Havoyas. One Hava with an Arev, with a co-signer, that he doesn't pay back, the Arev is responsible to pay back, and the second Hava without an Arev. And then they're both, let's say, equal amounts. He borrows, let's say, $1,000 without an Arev, and the second $1,000 with an Arev. And then he comes back and he wants to pay the Malva, and he tells the Malva, I'm paying you back the loan with the Arev. And I still owe you the second loan without the Arev, but now you cannot bother the Arev. Shteit in Shechon Aruch that the Malva could say no. The Malva says, I'm taking this money for the Halva without the Arev. And you still owe me the money with the Arev. I can still manai from the Arev. In other words, the Malva is the one who decides which money this is. It doesn't make a difference which Halva was first, which was second. The Malva can decide which one I'm taking it for. It's a Mela, Fekhtim Chesrinach, here also. This Ganav owes him, Pesach Bezin, he owes him Karen and Kefal. Let the Malva decide, you only have $1,000, I'm taking this for the Kefal. The Karen you still owe me, and we'll sell you for a slave. What's the case of Ganavosai, Tulei Bechele? In Lechaira, the Malva could always say, I'm taking this money.
Not a Malva,
don't. I mean, the Nignav, right? I'm sorry, the Nignav could always say, I'm taking this money for the Kefal. And you owe me the Karen. If the Karen ready, you'll be Vinim Bekbinasa. It will sell you for a slave.
What's the din of the Kevel?
Let's say it's a Knas. But Lamaisa right now, Bezin Paskin, you owe him the money. Yeah? He's in Chur, that's not a Chilik. I mean, he could decide, I'm taking this for the Knas. And it's the same way in Shechon Aruch. The Halach in Shechon Aruch, that the Malva decides which Havot it's for. Most of the nice kim don't give a mocker for it. The Bia Hagro says it's muchach from the Gemara and Shuas. So he says it's muchach from it's like a shtetl from the Gemara and Shuas. That's called mocker. But the Gemara says I stay in Shechon Aruch b'salacha. So why is this different? The emes is enech nami. They could pasuk in Torah could be where the Malva is not so smart. I mean the nignav. The nignav is not so smart. Comes along the ganav and he says I only have $1,000 to pay for the karen. Here's the karen and the nignav accepts it. So now I owe you the kefil. So in such a case. We say we don't sell them. But
the
knas
on the
Karen?
So?
Well,
you gotta pay your
bill,
then we'll give you
a
knas. So you
gotta
pay back, not
sure you can pay back. Okay, you're being mechavet the teretz. Come out, but okay, very good. But why is right now you have a choy, you owe this money, minus community where it came from. You right now, Bezin Paskin, you owe these two things. If the Shechnach says that you can decide. If the nignav is pikeach, as an isechel, you could always claim I'm taking it for the kefil. So what's the kasha? The kasha is the mechassan shtels on Rashi, Rashi and kedushin. Rashi and zloshin is on that din. The gemara, the brayse that says v'nimpuk v'nelase b'mungim b'chfeinoi. So Rashi meishin shem seker and lo kefil. He has money to pay the care, not the kefil. Ain nimka. He's not sold. The mechassan is a bit medayik, and the steam is loshin Rashi very shtak medayik. Rashi's mashma. That if he has the Karen to pay and he doesn't have the Kefil to pay, he's not sold for an Eved. In fact, the Mechazin Rechari is a case where he would be Nimka, even though he has what to pay for the Karen, he doesn't have what to pay for the Kefil, where the Nidnev will say, I'm taking this money for the Kefil, I'm not taking this money for the Karen. So Teretz is, Mechazin wants to say, like we saw was saying, that there's a Chilak. In the case of Shechon Aruch, these were two independent. Alvoyas, one doesn't go with the other. He owes him two alvoyas, one with an arev, one without an arev. And in that case, he's able to decide which Shavah I'm taking it for. Mashenki, in this case, it was all one Chayv. The Chayv was Keren and Kefal. And like Yisrael said, Keren Zogin as Kefal, by definition, always comes after Keren. That's what Kefal is. It's a second. It's a double. It's a second payment after Keren. The first payment is always the Keren. Second payment is the Kefal. It's not up to the Mava or the Nignav or the Ganav to decide which ones he's paying. Whenever you pay, the first payment is automatically the Keren. It's a Shiva Chiddush. That the first payment is always the Keren, the second payment is always the Kefal. That's why Stimus Rashi is. If he has to pay only money to pay for the Keren of the Kefal, he's never sold for an Eved. It never happens. You always have dinner with him. That's what we're paying. Also, in this sugi, the Ram Paskins per Gimel Huskeneva Lachy Gimel. That's where the halachas of the Nimkav Gnevasi. It's mentioned in Huchas Avodim. The Ram himself in Huchas Avodim mentions Kamoshin Espaya in Huchas Gnevah. Look in Huchas Gnevah. The Ram Paskins that Hagoyim and Agoyim in a Hektish. A person steals from Agoyim from Hektish. Ve'engel Mishalim, and also he doesn't have what to pay back. Any Nimkav Gnevasi. He doesn't. He's not sold as an Eved. It becomes like every other choy that he owes the money until he could pay it back. The Mechas Chinuch in that mitzvah Oistarad, he tells us that none of the nice king, the Magen Mishnah, they don't give a mocha for this Rambam. No one gives a mocha for this. There's no such gemara. And what's the mocha that there's no din v'nin b'kavinevasai by when you steal from a goy or from Hektish? Maybe the kasha is even bigger from Hektish, but here's the kasha from both. And you steal from a guy of Hektish, you don't have to pay back. Why should it be different? So the Chassan wants to say that the Mokka is, because in this pasha of an Imkub in Rasa, the next pasuk talks about Kefal. That's the next pasuk after that, the pasha Mishpatim, is the pasuk of Matsi to Matsi Biyodeh, Gneve, Mishor, Chamat, Tzeh, Chayim, Shnai, Mishalim. The pasuk of Kefal is written right after the pasuk of it's all one pasha, and it's only when there's a chiyuv kefal, that's where there's a chiyuv. There's a din of nukkav gnevasai. But when you steal from a goy, there's no din kefal. That's the first gemara, and you steal from hektish also. It's the gemara at the beginning of Meruba, other places that there's no din kefal when you steal from hektish or from a goy. And there's no din kefal. There's no din of nukkav gnevasai.
So
actually,
what? Doesn't have anything to do with
mom and bala. What do you mean, mom? Oh, Hektish? Well, you know, there's a chiyuv to pay back the Keren. I mean,
but the Chaim Shoso,
whatever, you take from Hektish. So I was thinking maybe saying a little bit more, because besides the fact that the pasuk was written right afterwards, maybe because in this pasuk itself of B'gnei Basai, it's Nichal, this Joshua of B'gnei Basai V'Rechvele. So Vaistai says, in the Pasuk of Nukkav Gnevasai itself is Merumas, it's talking about a case of Kefal. So Zevi Gedda, Zevi Koriel, being my Kevis boy. In the Pasuk itself, that says it has to be something which is right for Kefal, so you can be Mekayim the Din of Nukkav Gnevasai, Mekayim the Din of Nukkav Gnevasai, Mekayim the Din. Maybe even more stark than the Mechas Chanchah saying. Since we have this Joshua, Nukkav Gnevasai, Mekayim the Din of Nukkav Gnevasai, Nukkav Gnevasai is a case where there would be Kefal, just he's not Nukkav for that. There's a man that Zevi Mechas Chanchah wants to say, there's no Din. Of Mechira, we don't sell the Ghana for an Eved when there's no Kefal. And the Mechasach wants to say a Chiddush, according to this, it should be also if a person steals from a regular year, Avodim Kakoyis and Shtaris. The Gemara says, Ugidim Ruba, when you steal Avodim Kakoyis and Shtaris, there's no Din Kefal. Chayyar will come out, there won't be a Din of, according to what we're saying, what the Mechasach is saying, there won't be a Din of the Mechasach, it'll be a Chiddush. What's the case where he steals Avodim Kakoyis and Shtaris, he doesn't have it to pay back? Shtaris would be very simple, it got burnt. They got destroyed. He has another shot to give back. Avodim will be the Eved died. He stole the Eved died. He can't return the Eved. And Kakoyis could be, in Chari first, even a bias, a house. Maybe the land is still there, but the house could be destroyed. The house could be burned. And that'll be a case of the you won't sell him for another. In fact, I think he has a kasha. Why the Lamais, I don't know, he actually doesn't ask it. He just says that'll be enough for me also. And Chari was showing the Rambam. The Rambam just says this Chiddush. That, but you steal from a great Hektish, there's no din of Mechif and Eved. Why does Mam say this Chish also when we steal Avodim Kakoyis and Shtaris? If that's the Makor, because no din Kefal, that should be din Yosef. That's Shavu Kasha. I saw in the Sefer Aris and Sech Solution from Vayoshev, he brings down other Achrenim also say this Svarad Mechas Chinuch, that the din of selling a Ghana for an Eved is totally in Kefal. And he wants to bring it right, not like that. The Vayosh wants to bring this sugar right, not like that. don't know how he'll fend for this Rambam, but maybe there's also Shtuka right now like that. The fact that the Rambam did not say it's halacha on Avodim Shtoy Sukhoi.
Okay. So he didn't know Kepi what? Because Karkin and Exilus?
That's Exes Kasav. It's the Gemara beginning of Ruba.
Why not Karkin
and Exilus? Well, Karkin and Exilus.
So if it's all Karkin and Exilus, you think it's in the Rambam?
Yeah. It's not Tashlumin. Yeah. No, I think it's not Oskakin. It's more as a Joshua. Okay. There's another sugi in Kedusha, Abchafam Beis. The Gemara talks about there's two types of Eved Ivri Nimka. There's Eved Ivri Nimka Yisrael, and there's Eved Ivri Nimka La'akam. Eved Ivri sold to a guy, not for Geneva, he sells himself. Kiyama Chachicha, a person that's very poor, he has no choice, he needs money, he sells himself an Eved. So if a person sells himself to an Nimka La'akam, the Torah and then the Gemara talks about how he gets free. The Gemara says or Joshua, especially because they say Kosev that Eved Ivri Nimka La'akam any loiv of a goyel. He cannot borrow money to free himself. The Torah says Vesigi Yodei, when he has money, when he can afford it, he pays back the master, the guy, and he gets free. And the Hogan was talking about this man that Yad Yisrael's Tekifa, that Klaisel's in charge, Bezin's in charge, even the goyim living there, they listen to Bezin, and they'll follow the laws. So the law will be that if the Eved wants to borrow money from somebody, he has no money, he wants to borrow money from somebody and give it to the master to free him, but the guy says, no, I don't want to free him, Bezin will take the guy's side, the master's side, the guy is right, you cannot borrow money to free yourself. The Torah says, "Exes Kosev, Vesigi Yodei." You can't force a master to free you because you're borrowing money. You have to have the money. How do you have the money? Let's say he yashins it while he's an eved, or let's say someone gives him a matana, somebody gives him a matana. He has to own the money. But if no one's giving him the money, he has to borrow it. Ain't no way of a girl. Exes Kosev, Vesigi Yodei. Only when he's able to afford to free himself, that's when Bezdin will force the guy. Let's say the guy doesn't want to give him his money, take the money and free him. I bought you, I'm keeping you. No, then already we'll force the master to go to take the money. But any life of a girl is a special chiddush. The Gemara says on Nimkan Yisrael also, applies Sayyid Nimkan Yisrael, Sayyid Nimkan Akam. When the Eved sells himself, he can only force the master to take the money and free him if he has the money. But any life of a girl, he can't go borrow money. If it's borrowed money, that he can't do. He owes it to somebody else, he can't borrow it to free himself. And there's another dress in the Gemara of Ein Girl Chatzoyin. He can only force the master, the guy or the yid, to take the money if he has the full amount. Let's say he has 1 year to go and he owes the $10,000 for that year, and he has $5,000, he has half the money, $5,000. He cannot force the master to take the $5,000, and right now I only have to serve you 6 months, only have to serve you half the time. You can't do that. Either you free yourself completely or not at all. He could hold the money, and when after 6 months, and then give it to him. There is enough gemin that he doesn't want to hold the money. He's afraid he'll spend it. He's afraid he'll use it up. He loses it, then he's stuck.
He doesn't become like a shutfus. And if you could force that, it'd be one day you work, one day you don't work. Right away, it'd be something.
Maybe that.
Maybe we can't do that.
Yeah, Mashri can't do that either. Yeah. Maybe that's enough gemin. Maybe that'll be enough gemin. Okay. To make himself a Ovid Yemechel. And then he'll have off the second day. But upon him, the Gemara has excess cost. Vesigi Yodei, also learned from this pasuk. Only when you can afford it to free yourself completely, that's when we make the master take the money. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam peg beis, Hilchos Avodim, Hilchos Zayin, the pasuk is beferish, vakef in the Gemara. The Rambam paskins, Eved Ivri, Nimka La'akam, Loive V'goyel, he can borrow him free himself, V'goyel Chatzoyin, he can free himself halfway. If he has half the money, give him half the money, get himself free halfway right now. They always say Kasha, the Rambam is Fakef in the Gemara. No one has a Mokka for the Rambam. Okay, so Mishnah effect the Kasha, where does this Rambam come from? It's Fakef in the Gemara. This Mishnah is a whole Deichik. If you learn the whole Sugi, he wants to say maybe there's a way to learn the Gemara that Abaya might be Chaylik on this whole Halach, and the Rambam says like Abaya, but it's a big Deichik. Pashtus, it's a cooling Yam of this Gemara, that Ein Leiv Agoyal, Ein Agoyal Chatzayin. How can Rambam say, Kabinim Ka'akum, it's Leiv Agoyal Chatzayin? So the Shia from Rabban Kotler, it's printed in Evan Ezel from Mishver, this is Alan. In Hilchos Avodim, in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, my father-in-law, Shalom Harinikava, Pras Mishkavai, he used to show me this many times. He had a lot of hanof in the Shia. He always showed me this, the Shia before my Baron. But he wants to answer like this. He says, first, he's another Kasha. If you look at the end of the Rambam, Dam Paskins, that Eved Ivri Nimka La'akam is Leiv V'Goyel, V'Goyel Chatzoyin, but the Rambam does say Eved Ivri Nimka Yisrael is Einin Leiv V'Goyel, V'Einin Goyel Chatzoyin. So this is also affected by Rav Mamon of Shech. I mean, the same pasuk of Sigi Yoda, he says by both. The Gemara is mashma. Actually, the Gemara is going right then. The Ferish on Nimkul Akum. Even by Nimkul Akum, that it's Einon Leiv of a girl, Einon Leiv of a chassayim. But the Gemara's mashma goes on both. Because the pasuk says on both. So how can the Rambam be mechalak? How can the Rambam say for some reason by Nimkul Yisrael, you're not Leiv of a girl, you're not going to chassayim. By Nimkul Akum, you are Leiv of a girl. You are a girl chassayim. So the Baran says like this. There's a chilnik between Eved Ivi and Nimkul Akum and Eved Ivi and Nimkul Yisrael in the way he goes free. In Eved Ivi and Nimkul Yisrael only has one gula, gula's atzmai. Only if he pays himself, he could go free. And Eved Ivi and Nimkul Akum has three ways he goes free in the Torah. It's in Pashat Bahar. Torah says Eved Ivi and Nimkul Akum, first of all, he has gula's atzmai. If he has the money, he can free himself. Number two, he has gula's kraven. Pasuk says, "Oy doy doy, ben doy doy." The Gemara Pasuk is a mashal, his uncle, his cousin, his relative should free him. And the third thing, the Gemara is a drasha from a nigal that the mitzvah kol Yisrael, mitzvah on kol Yisrael, gumas kol adam, it's called. Everyone can free him. Let's say the lashon the Rambam that halacha that is the inside. The Rambam Pasuk is perik beis hilchas avodah malacha zayin. Hanim kol lakim lo yisigi yodin gagol. First of all, he should free himself. But if he doesn't have the money to free himself, krave of pay the mitzvah. His relatives free him. And then the Rambam Paskins up here the Gemara of a curve koydim. The closest relative comes first. Shenema oidoidi ebendoidi yegalinus. Because it was uncle or his cousin. Uncle's closer than a cousin. The closest actually, if he had a son, the son would be the closest. And the Gemara says, it goes, I'll say the Yerusha. Whoever's the closest for Yerusha is the first one who is the Chiv Gula. So if he has a son, his son is Chayiv. If he doesn't have a son, the father would be Chayiv. If he doesn't have a father, the brother. And then it will go to an uncle, and then it will go to cousins. And keep on going. The closest relative is the one that has to free him. And Ram says, "Who bezin kaifin is craving for daisai? Shnei yitam avak." And bezin forces the craving to free him. Shnei yitam, you test him in mayin that he shouldn't get mixed up by the goyim. He shouldn't live among the goyim too much. Lo yipadu kraver, but if the relatives don't free him, aish ein yada masegas. So either they don't want to do it, or aish ein yada masegas, so they don't have the money to do it. Mitzvah ko adam yisolam daisai. It's a mitzvah on every year to free him. Interesting over here, the Ram does not say kaifin. I was stumbling on that, but I looked in the Kiyas Melech, Reb Chaim Kinetsky gives a mocha for all the Rambams, and he also tells in there, what's the mocha for this? The Rambam seems to say, we only kaif for the relatives, but if you get to the next stage, we have Gumos Kodam, we don't see Bezin's kaif. Bezin is kaif for someone, maybe because it's everyone, but we don't see Bezin's kaif in anyone to free him. But then the Rambam ends off, Bein Shabadu, Kraven, Bein Shabadu, Sha'odam, Yatsun Lecheus. If the craven would free him or anyone else uses it, goes to Cheres. This line Ram also was telling you on what's the Chiddush. What's the Ram? I'm not sure. And then the Ram says, V'yeshlei luvois v'ligos atzvim in ha'akam v'goyon chatzayim. This is the Shver Ram. The Ram says he's able to be loiv of a goyil and to free himself from the goyil, and he's also goyon chatzayim. Ava nintin Yisrael, but nintin Yisrael ain't a craven played. And I say, first of all, there's no dingumus craven. If it ain't loiv of a goyil, then here the Ram passes, then he's not loiv of a goyil, ain't a goyon chatzayim. He doesn't free himself chatzayim. El Ketzadina, Yemesigi Yoda, Eating Kfiya Shem, sorry, it's nice to be saved him lovely. Oh, he has the money, that's fine. But upon him, we see that, and certainly, Fesh Psukkim, Fesh Gemaris, that by Nebed Ivri, Hanimkal Akim, there's three ways he goes free. He either goes free with Gumas Atzmai, free himself, or he goes free with Gumas Kraven, with freeing of the Kraven free him, or he goes free with Gumas Kodam. Hashem came by Nimkal Yisrael, he can only go free with Gumas Atzmai. Only he can redeem himself. There's no din that the craven will call them redeeming. So then Rabban declares, when a person redeems himself by Nimkul Akum, can he redeem himself midin gulas craven also? We have a klal, many halachas and chazedas, many things. Adam karveit so atzmai. So do you say Adam karveit so atzmai ben yedis also? Maybe he can redeem himself sai midin gulas atzmai and also midin gulas craven. We'll see the nafkamina in a minute. Rabban says he has a right not like that. Because he's a Rajba, the Rajba says in Kedusha and the Chiddush that this din, that a Karav Kodim is Likuva. A Karav Kodim is only the first Karav. Lamashon, let's say he has a son who's the closest relative. He has to free him. In case that son has no money, then all the other Karavim are Pata. And we jump to Gumas Kol Adam. The din of Karav Kodim doesn't mean you go step by step to each relative. Dr. Rajba, the din of Karav Kodim is Likuva. That only the closest relative, if the closest relative is an uncle, that's the one who has to redeem him, and if case he doesn't have money or doesn't want to do it, then everybody jumps to call them. There's no doesn't go to the others. There's a main effect of Baron. If you would say that Adam Kovetz Atzmai and the Eved himself is the first one on the list, you would never have Doidu Ben Doidu. You would never get to any other relatives, because according to the Rajba, Kov Kov Kaidim is Likuva. So if the Eved himself, you say Adam Korvei Tzatzmei, if he go himself, he didn't go as Kravim, how would you ever get to the next relative? It must be that the Eved, you don't say for whatever reason, the Ran doesn't know why, but Ran says for whatever reason, you don't say that Adam Korvei Tzatzmei. That he can't be going himself within Karv. But Zakta Baron, this is only Muchach, that there's no din Gungas Kraven on the Eved himself. But on the Chayra, the Eved himself could be going himself within Gungas Koladam. He's not worse than Koladam. If he reaches the part of his Gungas Kol. What? Yeah, but the Baron's claim, can he also be going himself within Gungas Kraven? Can you count? We're going to see enough communion in a minute. Can it be both? And can it be so? Rabban wants to sing a ma'aseh, he could be girl himself within gungas ko'adam. Also, and the nafkamin would be like this: that if the korev has money, then the evidently cannot be girl himself within gungas ko'adam, because as long as there's a korev who has money, we go to that korev first. We're kofen, I say. So Gemashul, if the evid has money, the say is first we go to the evid within gungas atzmai. And then if the Eved doesn't have money and we're going to the Kraven, we're crave for the Kraven and we don't allow anyone else. We don't allow the Eved either to be Goyal himself. We didn't. Oh, we're going to see in a second after Mina. Ming, Rabban wants to say, basically, this is the Teres of the Kasha. This Rambam that says that Eved Ivri, it could be Loi V'Goyal, V'Goyal Chatzoyin, is not talking about Eved Ivri that comes to be Goyal himself, Midin Gungas Atzmai. It's talking about Eved Ivri who comes to be Goyal himself, Midin Gungas Kol Adam. If he's coming to be Goyal himself, Midin Gungas Kol Adam, that Taka could be Loi V'Goyal, Goyal Chatzoyin. He's not worse than anybody else. This whole halacha that evidently cannot be in loiv of a goyel, cannot borrow money to be goyel, and he's not going on chasoy, and that's only if he's coming to be going himself midin gungos atzmai. But if he comes to be going himself midin gungos kol adam, then already the evidently could be goyel himself, could be loiv of goyel. And he says very, and that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam's not chalak on the Gemara. The Rambam knows the Gemara that an evidently cannot be loiv of a goyel and not going on chasoy. But that's talking about when he's coming to be going himself midin gungos atzmai. The Rambam is talking about when he comes to be going himself, he didn't go as call them. It's very meduyik also, because the Rambam brings down this halacha that he could be labor girl and going chasayim after the din of going as call them. He doesn't say in the beginning. The Rambam should say in the beginning by the Eved Ivri, first he's going himself, and the other Rambam should write this. He should write the din of whether he go labor girl or going chasayim. He waits till after the din of going as call them, then he says, and the Eved himself could be labor girl. He means when he's coming to be going himself, he didn't go as call them. And the Rabban explains that nafkamina would be in a case where the Eved Ivri first starts and he wants to be goyel himself. He did goyel himself, but then taka he cannot be goyel, lo yivu goyel, but goyel chatzoyin. Then the next step is gungas kravim. And if the kravim have money, we don't allow anyone to be gungas kravim. We don't allow the Eved himself to be goyel, midin gungas kravim. First we force the kurv to free him. That would be the nafkamina. So then we force the kurv. And only if the kurv doesn't have money, the kurv kaidim, the closest relative doesn't have money, or he refuses to do it, that's when we'll go back to Gungas Kodam. And that's when Ram says he can be like the kurv on the chatzayin.
And the kurv can't be
like the kurv.
What do you mean,
midin?
When he's
good,
if it's not
good. Yeah, yeah. That gunga will be midin. It'll work as Gungas Kodam. And since it's where I was going, that's what Ram says. The Yesh Tzayi Luvus Ligos Atzmai Menachem. The Ram says the Yesh Tzayi Luvus Ligos Atzmai Menachem. But Gan Chasayin, because he's talking about this point where we're up to ready going to scrape him. Then already Yesh Tzayi come back to it of himself. Yesh Tzayi Luvus Ligos Atzmai Menachem. But Gan Chasayin, he go be going himself a Chasayin.
The Karav can be
Leiva,
no?
Karav also could be Leiva, girl. Yeah, if he wants to Lachar. Maybe you're not Kaifa on that.
It's not
Kaifa, there's no. Maybe he's not Kaifa on that, right?
Wait a minute,
right.
There's no
carving,
that means he can't do it. Without
carving,
he can do it.
The whole thing is
carving. Yeah,
right.
I guess the carving will come, he didn't go to call them.
Yeah, right. Right.
Right. It must be that we didn't.
There's
no such thing as
Gulas
now.
It's
only
Gulas
Aspoy.
There's only
Gulas. It's just to say over there, this Shikul Evan Ezel, he's going to say over there, but it's not, it's just said before, but Zaman is Makdim, and this halacha, he's very much a bear, this piece from a baron, he writes, but Divi Ram halacha zu, Timtsa et kuntus medivi chosni, going to Godel, Mein, or Ravabar and Kotla, Shlita Ram de Shivis Klatz. He writes, in this halacha, I have a Shikul from my Eden, V'heim chedushin nifloyim b'hamokatzumi. He calls the chedushin nifloyim b'hamokatzumi zeyatif. L'yashe divi Rambam atmum. To him for this pen of the Rambam. V'heini matikek l'sheini. And he's matik l'sheini. There's more there, but we're just picking out this piece of matchia. Ma'aseh to me was still a bit so shver. Oh, and Rambam explains that this is all by Nimkul Akam. But by Nimkul Yisrael, there's no Dingungus Kodam, there's no Dingungus Kraven, there's only Dingungus Asmai. So by Nimkul Yisrael, Ram Taka Enzof, that Ein Engoy Vagoyal Ein Engoy Chatzayin. And Dr. Rambam, it's very good because the whole din that Ram says that every day is Nimkul Akam, is Loy Vagoyal Ein Engoy is going on when he comes to me Din Gungus Kodam. And to me, it was still a bit so shrug. Meister, Rambam is Meshamet. Leaves out the ikedin that every who's coming to be go asamoy b'teres gungas asamoy inon goyev 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 chatzayin. The Gemara says that every hanim galakim is also not goyev goyev chatzayin. So according to a baron, it will mean when he's coming to be go himself b'teres gungas asamoy, the first stage, the first step. But why does Mam say that? I get b'teichik. We could say according to a baron's tayer that it's nichlo what Ram says. Since Ram only says by gungas kolodom. He's loyva goyva goyva chatzayin smashma, only then, at that point, by gungas kodam. But in the beginning, by gungas asmai not. We'll take it as a mashmoyis. But it's a daichik, maisa, it's a little bit so shver, where Adam leaves out the kalacha. But that's the baron's mahalcha. Okay, I want to go back to the inyan we've been learning a few weeks ago, a new inyan really also, while we were learning the inyan of Achriam Gahatais, that the ikadin of Achriam Gahatais is that bezdin, we go basaroi. If we go basaroi, the yonim. If we go basaroi, the yonim paskin, that's the halacha. Does this halacha apply to Bnei Noach? When you have a bezdin on a Ben Noach, a moshe on the Sheb mitzvah Bnei Noach, and bezdin passes, do you go b'sarev the yonim? Do you see achram lahatis? Taidim mechasinuch, achari not. L'chari the whole, this posuk, achram lahatis, was given to Yisrael, and not to Ben Noach. It'll come out. Oh, so the Mechaz says, l'chari, the din is by Ben Noach, there's a din of Safak and Fashas HaHakal also. It's also the stuff. You're not moshul. If you would have 50-50, half the yonim mechayev and half the yonim would say he's potter, you would not kill him. You would say safek nevashul hakol. Taitim mechaslinach. Whenever you have machoges the yonim, even if you have rave the yonim saying he's chayev misa, and the mitzvah says he's not chayev misa, but etzim is a safek over here. We do have a safek. We have a machoges the yonim. And over there, we go by seroiv. Roiv is pushed the safek. Then the vacher amahatas tells us that we go by seroiv the yonim. But effective mechaslinach, if there's no din of achir amgahatis by a goy, so bezin is dining on a goy and shem is neyach bnei neyach a chayv misa, unless they did it with tzich or whatever, the chayv misa, or ev menachay, the chayv misa. But if you have rev deyonim, you should say he's still potter, it's still a sofik, because every time you have a machag is a sofik, and you have no din achir amgahatis, you have no din roiv.
You have a
bezin shop. What?
Even
if you have roiv, if he wants to say a chiddush.
Yeah,
we become a din of a suffix. Is a melech mechazim was a chiddush? The only case that a guy would be chayiv misa, you can only pass on the guy, is if the entire bezin paskins a merdek chiddush. Only the entire bezin says he's chayiv. That's when you have a din. Shteinish, the time mechazim, that's the way it'll be because we only have shev mitzvah neyach. We don't have a din achir mahatas on the guy. Yeah, but Taisa, still some
tekasha.
Oh, yeah, but that's because if they have the dinner of Achim Malhatis.
Yeah.
Achim Malhatis tells you that we go by Siroiv and the meat is command lesser. Right? But you don't have Achim Malhatis by a guy. It's effective Mechasana. To me, I had a few kashas in Mechasana. First of all, it'll come out. Let's say you have an Ashes Ish, Yisraelis, who's Mazana with a guy. And Bezin's Makabal Davis and Rav Bezin Paskin that yes, there was Nus over here, and the Chayiv, and the Miyat of the Bezin says the Potter.
It's called Nus?
I think so. No, then we Paskin the.
Zimus is
there'll be in Tam's Territz, but it's maybe a Soita. I think it'll be a Soita. This is in by Estamak. Like Kaka Oila might be different. Kaka Oila, they talk about. But let's say, B'Maisa, right? So it'll come out that you have Rav Dionim and the Ish will be Chayiv Misa. According to Mechas Chinuch, the Goy will be Potter. So you're having basically a Psak Bezdin that there was no sort of an Ish without an Ish. There was no Ish over here. How could that be? We'll be over there. That's one Kasha. Another Kasha I had was this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Afib Zayin, the Gemara Zok, I think it's a member of Kana, the Ram passing the Aloch and Pek Tesuch Hasen Aloch Aleph, that you never give Misa when the whole Bezdin Paskin's Chayiv. You have to have at least one dayan who found the schus that said it was pata. Kidei that they should be mahapek b'schus, because it's a din that whenever they're mechayiv, they have to wait overnight, then convene again the next day, talk it over again, think about it. It's like the Gemara says, they're only going to think about it if there was something to be mahapek b'schus, if there's at least one. There's halacha, maybe it's kosev, there's halacha that you never mechayiv a person misa when it's kugling mechayiv. So, man, what's the mechus chinuch saying? Chayiv that halacha should apply to a guy also. So how can Mechus Chinuch say? So come out the gate will never be Chayav Misa. What's the Chayav Misa? He's not Chayav Misa when it's Rav the Yonim, because the Mechus Chinuch says no dinar Achayim will have this to a guy. And you won't be Chayav Misa when it's called the Yonim either, because it's a halacha. You never be Chayav Misa called the Yonim.
Who said that halacha applies to a
guy? I think so. What do you say? That halacha doesn't work? It's a svara that you have to be Mahabach Paschusa. I mean, that when we dan Nefesh of a guy, we also dan him fairly. Is that a pasuk? The din of bittul b'roiv, that Moshe Machalos asserts about the b'roiv, a lot of achayim learn that Yehuda says that it's going down from this pasuk racharam lahatis. Then there's also the pasuk shan the pasuk racharam lahatis is going on a bezdin that we go bust the roiv the onim, and we learn out maybe other dinei roiv, and the maybe Yehuda says bittul b'roiv also the fact that Machalos asserts chayif is bottle in shishim or in roiv is also midan acharam lahatis. Chaim in stencils and Baba Kama at the beginning of Hamaniach, maybe learns differently, once learned differently, but a lot of acharam says midan acharam lahatis. So it'll come out, according to Mechus Chinuch, there'll be no bittul b'roiv by a guy. Moshe Eiv Menachai, which is also, if you have a piece of Eiv Menachai, which is in the Sarev, and again, in a way that's bottle be'elef, you know, it would not be bottle. It would not be bottle. He'll always be chayav. It's also another chiddush. It's so shvei. And the whole mechus chinuch is a shtickle pella to go say that it doesn't say anywhere this chiddush that the whole dinam of shev saying noyach that a goy is chayav misa is only when it's kol bezin. It come out even on the same thing which a goy and a yid are equal. Moshe v'tzicha. If you pass on the yid v'tzicha that he's a murderer, you can give him misa based on rav the onim. And the gemara says it has to be a little more than rav. It has to be by two. It has to be like in. So by two, 13 against 10, at least. But by Benoich, he won't be chayv unless you have called the Yonim. So I'm thinking to say, maybe it's not a little different than Mechus Chinuch. It could be the din of Acher Yom Hatis is a clothing stick of din. So it's kind of saying, whatever the Torah gave the Shevim Sosei Noach, each one of Shevim Sosei Noach goes with all the clothing of the Torah. The Bnei Noach don't have the Torah, but they do have Shevim Sosei Noach. And each mitzvah goes with all the klolim of when the chayiv neiv minachay, the chayiv v'fi klolim ha'toyah neiv minachay, and the chayiv v'mitzicha and arayas, the chayiv v'fi klolim ha'toyah. It's amazing. One of the klolim ha'toyah is acharam l'hatis. It's a klolim stegedin that you go b'sarev the yonim for every single mitzvah, whatever the yon paskin and every single mitzvah of the Torah. It's amazing. You hear what I'm saying? That when Shev Mitzvah and Neach were given to Bnei Noach, they were given each one, not different than Yidden. They have Eiv Menachai. But that's not a klal in the Torah. And also that's not. I don't know if that's a klal in the Torah. That's a din in. That's a din in Geneva. And okay. Yes. Oh, you don't need to wait by Benef?
But that would be because there's a Feresh Lamudim, otherwise you would need to wait.
Yes, that's even where I have to remind myself. See, the Sugi sons are headed after Zion.
But someone must have had a reason to say that Ahram Nasa doesn't talk about Plath.
Well, he wants to say, because the Torah only doesn't say by Ben Nech. We only have, the Gemara says, which Pesukim will be Ben Nech? Kodav Shinem of Nishna, you know. Certain Pesukim were said before Hasinai, we'll give him to Ben Nech. That's Pashas. The Shev Mesei Nech goes on before Hasinai, and then Ahram was given the Hasinai. I was given Lison Nema. I was given, Hasinai was only to Yidden. But Lameis is a call on the Torah. And when they were given Eiv Menachai, when they were given the Kenzog, and they were given the colony, so there's a man of Pashas, there would be a din Bittul B'roiv for Goyim, and there would be a din of Goyim. Anything which is more of a colony sticker than Moshe, it's also a colony sticker than one. On every Mitzvah Torah, when you're Mekabel Eidus, you have this Nechal.
The justice system.
Yeah. Oh, you want to say dinim? Dinim is one of the shevin seinerich, but that is not that dinim doesn't have to be a piter. Dinim is just that the goyim have to sit down, and like America's makayim dinim, the mitzvah ben noach. You cannot have yidden goyim have a society without a set of rules and laws. Set up a set of rules which should be, use the best of your seichel. You know, sit down, make your constitution, and that's the key of dinim. But I just want to say that I'm saying shul chiddush maybe, but just to emphasize the shver mechaschinach, not to go say this
chiddush. It's all shakul
tani. It's brought down by the shadow of
mechaber.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole
thing. Mechaber himself.
So mechaber is like your
tani.
You're saying.
It's a kol yistegedin in every mitzvah. It's amazing. The mitzvah of menachai includes, but not mechaber him.
They have to be
meisin nefesh and also have to be meisin nefesh. Maybe for some reason you would say Bechaybehem is not the Kol Yistegedin. It's a separate din which supersedes all other dinim.
That was the child of Yosef was allowed to do Kishuf to make that the Mechashim shouldn't buy him.
Does Yosef Bechaybehem? I think Bechaybehem goes through. I'm not sure. Okay, but this is what I'm saying. Ma'is Mechasim doesn't hold the way he holds that, even though maybe Achir Amadis is a Kol Yistegedin, he holds it doesn't apply to Gem. You must say, Azap Penalty Gechish, you know. Mechasim holds that a guy is only chayiv misa if you have kol bezin, you won't be right with zachidish. What's that kasha? Yishkeich.